We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This economy is really coming back strong. We are going through the transition phase in May and June. We are reopening. 80% of the small businesses have reopened, according to the Chamber of Commerce. We said fabulous jobs numbers a couple of Fridays ago, plus 3 million. And by, the PPP program, the Payroll Protection Program, is directly responsible for that. People who were temporarily laid off or furloughs are going back to work.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones joining us this morning. And Tim, the market is taking off again after a slight setback the last couple of days. Larry Kudlow is spot on.
You know, Mark, I could not agree more. You know, Morgan Stanley, Mark, this morning is reporting we're going to have the shortest recession ever on record. The V-shaped recovery is coming. I think we're already clearly in the beginning stages of it. I mean, Mark, back in March, you know, barely 3 months ago, we were at rock bottom. The Dow was down to 18,000 and change. Now it's back. Last week, it was knocking on the door of 27,000 plus. We had an up day yesterday. It looks like the futures are up today. And Mark, you know what that means? That's great news for Americans, because the market in this case is going to be a leading indicator of all of the states reopening and people rehiring and the economy restarting. It's horrible news, Mark, for the woke, mainly white leftist liberals out there who wanted the lockdown to go on for. In fact, Mark, have you noticed the talking points have changed, Mark, from righteous indignation and calls for no, you know, no justice, no peace last week to, oh, now you all got to go back in your homes this week. You know, I mean, that horse is out of the barn. When it became legit for tens of thousands of protesters and rioters to take to the streets and to camp out in autonomous zones where they still are in the weird Chop Chaz zone of Seattle, they pointed out for themselves, they own themselves on the hypocrisy of the left and the willing liberal media to basically say, insinuate that you somehow, if you were out lobbying for social justice in the streets, then, well, maybe coronavirus wouldn't affect you, but Lord help you if you dare to go to a Donald Trump rally this Saturday in Oklahoma, where they've had over a million requests for tickets. I mean, it's unbelievable, Mark. So the American people aren't buying it anymore, I guess, is my point on all this.
Yeah, and all you have to do is all you have to do is go to the CNN website, where they've got an editorial piece up there. I think it was CNN where I saw this, that said, "What? How strange for Donald Trump to pick Tulsa for this event." And I'm like, well, it must not be too strange, because a million people have requested tickets to it.
Yeah, you've got a tri-state area there, Mark. You've got Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, all right. There's a little thing called an interstate highway. See, they don't know about these things, Mark, on the East Coast. They don't know about interstate highways, you know, that go across the country. I guess they think we still get around by Pony Express and wagon train out here in hillbilly land, you know. But that area of the country is a lot comes together down in the southwest part of Missouri. It's a major commerce zone down there. And, I'm not surprised that a million ticket requests would would come in, because you got, you know, you draw a big circle around Tulsa, and you got a pretty good sense of the you got a pretty good amount of population there. And here's what it's here's why they're writing those editorials, Mark. The real reason is they're terrified that the enthusiasm gap between Donald Trump and Joe Biden is so large. So, Mark, last time around, the Achilles heel for the Democrats was how unlikable Hillary Clinton was. I mean, she was the most unlikable person to ever run for president in the United States. Here we have one of the most uninteresting people to ever run for president in the United States. I mean, sleepy old Uncle Joe, you know, when he's not mumbling and stumbling over his words, which is entertaining in and of itself, he's saying nothing interesting, exciting. This is supposed to be the new woke, progressive, hipster left in 78-year-old Joe Biden. I mean, out of the 29 candidates or whatever they had to choose from, this is who they ended up with. This was their safe bet. But the progressive left, who have overtaken the Democratic Party, they don't agree with this, Mark. They don't like it. They're just going along with it. And, you know, this will be one of the most consequential elections in our lifetime.
Joe Biden says, hey, Hillary, hold my beer. Watch this. I'm going to go pick Kamala Harris, who's one of the most unlikable people in America, to be my vice presidential candidate. I expect that's going to happen next. She's the odds-on favorite. So, hey,
yeah, very likely.
Tim, I want to play something for you just to drive home for the people how ridiculous this argument has gotten against policing in America. Go to cut number 11, please.
Regarding the deployment of precinct level and PSA level anti-crime units. These are the plainclothes units that operate our traditional anti-crime. Effective immediately, we will be transitioning those units, roughly 600 people citywide, into a variety of assignments, including Detective Bureau, neighborhood policing, and other assignments.
Yeah, the anti-crime unit in New York is being disbanded. And have you ever seen Escape from New York, Tim? Remember that Kurt Russell movie?
Yes, there was Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Yeah, it's a reality. And if nobody remembers it, they had basically become so crime-ridden, they just built a wall around New York City and around L.A., and they just let the criminals take over. That's what's about to happen there.
Yeah, Mark, if you want to see a reality series come to a hometown near you, go back and watch the cult classics Escape from New York or Escape from L.A., where that's exactly what happened. They let the inmates run the asylum. And what happened was, you know, all the law-abiding people said, fine, you want this place, we'll leave. That's going to happen in Seattle with their little, you know, hippie autonomous zone. It's going to happen in New York. It's going to happen in some of these other, you know, these woke cities. And, you know, Mark, there's plenty of people on the left sounding the alarm bell on this as well. You know, Bill Maher came out. I can't believe I've cited Bill Maher so many times in the last 6 months. It's getting a little terrifying.
It is.
But he basically said, you know, defunding the police is, you know, effing stupid. You know, he said you don't defund the police. You don't, this rush by the far left to literally tear down and break down our society. I mean, it's one thing to call for justice and for reform. I mean, Republicans have been at the forefront of criminal justice reform now for many years, but that doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater, that you throw out the Constitution, you throw out you throw out our rights under that. You throw out law-abiding society. I guess, Mark, history's doomed to repeat itself. A lot of these urban areas, they went through this. You know, after the 60s and, you know, after the momentous changes of the 60s, this was a lot of the reaction. A lot of urban centers, they declined to prosecute crime. They declined to enforce the law. And they became horrid cesspools of depravity. And then I remember going up to New York in the late 90s. The late 80s when I went to New York. A mayor by the name of David Dinkins was on his way out. The cover of Time magazine, when they actually used to do honest reporting, stated that New York was the rotten apple. It was rotten to the core. It was a mess. I mean, Times Square was, you know, something out of the Escape from New York movies.
And Rudy
and
a guy
named Rudy Giuliani came in. He decided to be a law and order mayor. He cleaned up the entire city. It basically made it Disney World for adults. And you could once again walk through Times Square at night. And here we are, Mark. We're going through the cycle and the circle of history again. The left apparently learned nothing from the past.
It's a great point, Tim. And just as for historical context, the movie Escape from New York was partially filmed at Union Station right here in St. Louis when it was still a decrepit shell back in the 70s is when they filmed it over there. So let's just hope we don't slide back down that path. Tim, yeah, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. And, you know, I think in the next few weeks, Mark, we got to focus on some of the things here in Missouri because we got an election coming up. I just realized this yesterday. In less than 2 months, we've got very important primaries. I know you talked to Mark Montavani the other day and here in St. Louis County. We've got that horrid Medicaid expansion proposal on the ballot. And I was looking at the calendar, Mark. It's six Tuesdays away. It's
unbelievable
how – you know, we need to now focus on that and come out. I'll come out of our little hidey holes and get ready to live life again and make sure that we're voting the right way for the right people during this very momentous election year for not only Missouri, but for America.
Yeah, good points, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Tim Jones, Speaker Tim Jones. Of course, every Sunday night you can listen to him here from 7 to 9. On 971 FM Talk. Quick break. Yeah, what say you? I'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797. If you want to be the next Snake Plissken, call in. We'll talk about it.